My name is Ismail. My original name before I was Muslim is Louis. I'm 25 years old.
إسماعيل شاب موسيقي يعيش في لندن. أسلم قبل 3 سنوات. تعالوا نتعرف على قصته مع القرآن وكيف فضله على الموسيقى والألحان.
بفضل من الله سبحانه وتعالى وصلنا إلى هذا المنزل في لندن في بريطانيا مع أخونا الغالي لوي، ويحب أن نناديه بإسماعيل. أسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يحفظه ويبارك فيه. إسماعيل، قبل كل شيء يا غالي أخونا، أريد أن أعرف قبل الإسلام، حياة إسماعيل قبل الإسلام، وما هي الديانة التي كنت تعتنقها وكيف كنت تقرأ عنها وتهتم فيها؟
Firstly, my first religion before Islam, I would say, is music. It's the way of life of the musician. This was my first religion. Music, for many people in the West and in the world, is like a god. It's a ilah. And this was my god before Islam. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved me from that. And the religion of my mother was Judaism. So that was my culture. I used to go to the synagogue on some weekends. I had a bar mitzvah when I was 13. I had the cultural, the traditional festivals. I used to attend the Jewish festivals.
Subhanallah. أنا وأنا في اللقاء مع إسماعيل، وأول ما دخلنا أصلاً في البيت لاحظت ملاحظة سبحان الله لفتت انتباهي ولفتت انتباه الكل، أنه كان مع الموسيقى ويمسك الطبلة، والآن هذه سبحان الله هالوي إسماعيل الآن سبحان الله حولها، يعني لم يرمها ولكن حولها إلى أجلكم الله سلة مهملات. لم يسأل نفسه في يوم من الأيام من الذي خلق هذا الكون وما هو السبب في وجوده، حتى جاء هذا اليوم الذي تحرك قلبه نحو الإسلام.
نور الحنايا والطلوح لله أعلنت الرجوع آياته.
Specific time when I actually watched a documentary on the BBC called The Secret Life of Chaos. In this documentary, it was about how things come together. Well, this is what they said: how things came together from chaos to create order. For example, in the universe, stars, things that we have in nature. There seems to be patterns in everything that are the same. But I disregarded that. When I was watching it, I just looked at what they were showing me, and I just saw it as amazing. And this, for me, it confirmed that there had to be a creator behind this, because there's perfect order in the creation of the universe. Okay. This is the first step. The second was a brother gave me English translation of the Quran.
About maybe a year or 2 years before I even picked it up, I left it on my shelf. But it was in a particular time in my life where I was not feeling very happy. I had a lot of success in the music industry. I was becoming more successful, but the more success that came, the more problems came, and the more unhappy I was. I just saw the Quran, the English translation, and I decided to just pick it up. And I opened it, started reading from Surah Al-Fatiha and to Surah Al-Baqarah, and it was very, the effect was very strong. The words hit me straight away, particularly in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 11 and verse number 12. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about those who are the mischief makers in the land, but they themselves, they say, we are but the peacemakers. But Allah knows that they are the mischief makers. And I was around a lot of these kind of people
previous to Islam in the music industry, they show you, or they try and show you that they want the best for you, but all they want is the money and the fame and the success. والدرب خاف جهنما لجأت للقرآن يا روضة نحيا بها يا منهجا لأولي النهى يا غيمة نرنو لها وسماؤها that day, alhamdulillah, everything changed. I was very interested in Islam.
ما هو شعورك عندما فتحت المصحف لأول مرة؟
Before I opened the Mus'haf, I felt very like the weight of the world on my shoulders. A lot of pressure, a tight head, tight chest, just from a lot of stress. And literally, when I started reading, I just felt light. I felt like it was just lifting. It was ajeeb, it was very amazing, subhanAllah. And this was just the English translation. This was the first time I started reading the Qur'an. The Qur'an became like my companion, I used to take it everywhere with me.
كنت تحمل معاك القرآن قبل إسلامك؟
نعم, the English translation, نعم. I wanted to understand.
ما شاء الله.
So I used to take it with me on the bus.
تمسك بالقرآن قبل إسلامه لأنه شعر بهداية هذا النور المبين وانشرح صدره للإسلام وقرر أن ينطق الشهادة فتوجه إلى أقرب مسجد من مسكنه.
And there were some brothers outside the masjid, and I just literally approached them and I said, I want to become Muslim. So alhamdulillah, they looked a bit shocked, you know, I looked a bit different then. Alhamdulillah, they welcomed me in. We went upstairs and they went through the conditions of the shahada, and I agreed and I took shahada, alhamdulillah. As soon as I took shahada, it felt like the world was lifted from my shoulders. All the problems I had from before with people, I just didn't feel it was a problem anymore. I don't know what I've done to deserve the guidance of Allah, but alhamdulillah, he guided me, and I have to just, I can never be, none of us can ever be grateful enough for that. I just hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps me firm upon the deen until I die.
واتقوا الله واعلموا أنكم ملاقوه وبشر المؤمنين ولا تجعلوا الله عرضة لأيمانكم أن تبروا وتتقوا وتصلحوا بين الناس.
بعد الإسلام كيف أصبحت علاقتك مع القرآن؟
الحمد لله, I read the Quran every day. The Quran for me is, I need the Quran. It's an addiction for me. I have to have it to feel, for my heart to feel at rest. So alhamdulillah, before I used to play music to try and feel at peace, but this feeling from playing music is an illusion. It's not real. It's a distraction from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Music is very attractive. When you hear music, it can be very attractive to it can go straight to the heart. A very powerful tool of the shaitan in this venue, I played my first performance here, I think when I was around possibly 18 or 19, and throughout the years before I became Muslim, we played more and more shows in this venue, and we became more and more popular here. And wallahi, this place, alhamdulillah, Allah saved me from this lifestyle. This is the story of this club. Take it from me, I lived that life, and it's nothing but fitna. If you become successful, it's more fitna. So I had to choose between music and Islam. The two don't mix.
Yes, yes, you know? Yes.
I think Ibn al-Qayyim, rahmullah, he said, the love of Quran and the love of music, they don't mix in the heart.
Allahu Akbar. يقول حب القرآن يقول ابن القيم حب القرآن وحب الحان الغنى في قلب عبد ليس يجتمع.
كم عشت والتفريط عادا ما ذقت في الدنيا سعادا حتى اهتديت إلى العبادة يا راحتي لما اهتديت.
له في الإسلام 3 سنوات ولكن نظرته للحياة تغيرت تماما حتى عرف قيمة هذا الدين.
الحمد لله. It's a different world. You see through different glasses. Before Islam is the glasses of dunya. When I took shahada, it was a different. I saw things very differently. It's literally when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes the cover of your heart, you know, the kufr, out of my heart, I saw things very differently.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala يقول أَفَمَنْ شَرَحَ اللَّهُ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ فَهُوَ عَلَى نُورٍ مِّنْ رَبِّهِ. سبحان الله, فعلا Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala شرح صدر أخونا إسماعيل.
No doubt there's been tests, definitely, since I've been Muslim, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran that you can't say you just believe and you will not be tested. You know, you'll be tested in everything. You'll be tested within yourself, everything, family.
بعد أن أسلمت وبعد أن نطقت الشهادة, يعني هذا التحول أمام مجتمعك وأمام أهلك ووالدك ووالدتك وأصحابك, كيف أصبحت ردة فعلهم؟
نعم. At first, it was very big problem. It was a very big problem with my mother, particularly being from a Jewish background. She cried. I told her, she cried like her son had died, basically. Alhamdulillah, my parents, they have been excellent parents, very kind, raised me very well, alhamdulillah. But with regards to me being Muslim, they were not happy, especially my mother. But alhamdulillah, now I'm married. We have little Ibrahim, my son. It's made it easier now, you know. Alhamdulillah.
ولكن بعد أن أسلمت, ما هي الآيات التي أثرت فيك وما هي الآية التي أصبحت عندك نبراس, أصبحت عندك شعار في حياتك لا تنساه أبدا؟
نعم, سورة الحديد, verse number 20. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the life of this world is a deception, you know. And for me, before Islam, my life was, and a lot of my companions, a lot of my friends, our life was based around just living in a bubble, in a deception, literally. That's what the music business is, the music industry, going to clubs, going to raves, parties, always the next thing, the next thing, the next high. So this Surah Al-Hadid, verse number 20, this sums it up. This is just a deception, and it will fade away, you know.
هي شعار لإسماعيل وهي شعار لنا كلنا وهي رسالة لكل شخص أصبحت الحياة هي هم. في هذه الآية كأن الله سبحانه وتعالى يهين هذه الدنيا ويبين أن هذه الدنيا متاعها متاع الغرور. يقول الله سبحانه وتعالى اعلموا أنما الحياة الدنيا لعب ولهو وزينة وتفاخر بينكم وتكاثر في الأموال والأولاد ثم ضرب الله سبحانه وتعالى المثل قال كمثل غيث أي المطر أعجب الكفار أي الزراع نباته قال ثم يهيج فتراه مصفرا ثم يكون حطاما تحطم هذا الزرع وانتهى هذا الزرع وتدمر هذا الزرع هذه هي الحياة الدنيا.
Just know that outside of Islam there's nothing. There's nothing for you outside of Islam. Alhamdulillah, Allah has showed me the two ways of life. The before Islam and Alhamdulillah now in Islam. So I've tasted the dunya, the jahil lifestyle, and I've tasted Iman. And Iman is very, very precious. بكلام ربي يا فؤادي أشرفات روحي وتلهج للإله لساني. My wish is to be able to study Islam in one of the Arab countries, inshallah, specifically Medina. I would love to study Islam in Medina, in Jama'a Islamiyah. And inshallah, the knowledge that I will inshallah benefit from and that I acquire, I hope to teach my family, my friends, people from my community about the authentic teachings of Islam. Oh,